All right, we're back. What day is it? Today's Thursday, right?
Thursday.
Thursday,
He
yeah.
didn't even know.
I don't know what day it is. It doesn't matter. I ain't where to be. We got a movie from Sophie the other day.
Yeah, yesterday. It came yesterday. We watched it last night. We're going to do a review on it. Should we say what it is?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Psychomania.
Psychomania.
From 1973. Yeah. British motorcycle movie. Supernatural.
It was good. It was good, yeah.
I liked it very much. Yeah. I had actually heard of it, but I'd never seen it. I heard of it because... The Damned did a song called Psychomania, and which I presumably is based on that movie. So I knew of it because of that, but I had never got around to seeing it. And I love like British movies from that time period because some of the same actors were in like fucking Blood on Satan's Claw and Witchfinder General and all those kind of like I love all those British horror movies from that time period.
Yeah, so if you guys want to see that movie before we review it, and then you know we can review it together. On that, then now'd be the time to go see Psychomania. Yeah, she sent us like a deluxe copy of it. Blu-ray had a little booklet inside,
yeah,
a DVD
video.
And a CD and a bunch of extras, the making of it and the people that were involved. And it's a motorcycle. It's a motorcycle gang movie and about a motorcycle gang that learns how to come back from the dead.
Yeah, it's like a creepy motorcycle gang movie. Yeah. It wasn't like not like some of the American ones like that they did on MST, like Side Hackers and. Wild Rebels and all that kind of stuff, which is just like, you know, teen delinquency type of movies. It's not really like that.
No, they made the thing and they kind of thought it would be forgotten, but it turned out to be kind of like a classic.
Yeah, it was kind of hilarious, like watching all the actors.
The movie has like problems in it, but they worked around the problems.
Yeah.
Like shitty motorcycles. Was the motorcycles they thought they were going to get, you know, that kind of stuff. But yeah, it was a good movie.
I liked it a lot, actually. So I'm glad we actually got around to seeing it. So thanks, Sophie, for sending that. Well, it's not going to go up, the review of it's not going to go up tomorrow. It's going to go up the following Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, because we already did the review for this Friday.
All right.
But
we got new lights. We got the rest of the
lights. Yeah, we got two more lights. Yeah, we got one that's kind of red one, like bouncing off over there to make us look more. Pink.
Yeah, and then I got like another blue one over there.
Yeah.
I might have to turn that center one a little bit more purple.
Yeah, we're farting around with them still.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
We have like all these little lights on the floor that we just keep like moving
little
around.
Little floodlights.
Stuff like that.
Pookie loves them. She comes in here and takes a bath in the light.
Yeah, she's like, So then, sometimes if you see the show and you see like a little shadow back there, that's what that is. She's coming in like.
It's funny. I look at you and your whole side of your head is red here, but when you look in the camera, it doesn't look red.
Yeah.
I mean, it's red.
Is it?
Yeah, but it doesn't show up on camera.
I can't
red.
See my own face, so I don't know if you know what I mean. I can see it, like, in the
well,
camera.
Well, look at that. Look at the side of my arm. No, look at.
Oh, okay, yeah,
see what
I gotcha.
I'm talking about? Look, to us, it looks totally red.
Yeah, we look like we're in a dark room.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like that on the camera.
Yeah, it does. That's really screen. Weird. Is weird. It, well, that's why you have to, like, dick around with this stuff with, like, the camera on, because it's, like, you can't see, like, what it looks like. Looks cool in the room, but, like, when you get it on camera, it doesn't look anything the same.
Turn that back one off. Let's see what happens. See if we change colors.
What? It's going to go really dark, and the camera's going to go out of focus.
Let's see. That's...
Ooh.
Do you guys like it with the light on or light off?
It's too dark.
Stand back. You think
on.
It's too dark?
It's too dark, I'm telling you.
All right.
We could do that for a Halloween show.
That one
get
needs
some candles
to be dimmed.
And shit.
I need to get we need to dim that back one, I think.
Okay. Well, you
I
can...
mean, you know, it can be bright, but not that bright. We need to dim that by about 25%.
I don't even remember what wattage that bulb is.
Okay.
That lamp is pink, though. It's like, it's this crazy, like, tulip-shaped lamp, and it's like plastic pink on the outside.
Another flood might be good there instead of that bouncing off that wall.
Well, that's what I thought you were going to do with the set of two that I just got.
We could always get another one. They're not that expensive.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to thank, and I forgot to do this, and I feel really bad, but we had a couple of contributions, rather large contributions, and I hope I'm pronouncing this person's name right. Nile?
I don't know. I'm just hearing about it now.
Yeah, it's like they sent me some two. It was funny because they sent me one like very generous contribution over PayPal, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then like later that day, they sent like another that amount again, and they were like, for good measure.
That's what they said, for good measure.
Yeah.
All right.
I was like, that's pretty awesome.
Cool.
So yeah, we'll have to whenever we get our shit together and start doing T-shirts and stuff like that again.
Yeah.
We'll send one out to you guys too. That have sent us like PayPal donations. It's just it's like so hard to keep track of, and all our fucking supplies are running out.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the stuff to make shirts is kind of running out right now, but we'll get to it. This is almost over, at least here.
We actually probably have to go to the store at some point today, too. It's like, I'm out of toothpaste and all kind of shit. That's one of those things, it's like, I fucking buy... I have, like, you know how on Amazon you have, like, those subscriptions? Like, so every, like, a month or 2 months or whatever, they send me, like, a big box of, like, shampoo and fucking soap and shit like that. I could have sworn that I had one for toothpaste, or that I had bought, like, a big shit ton, you know, like at Sam's or Costco, how they have those big fucking things of, like, 50 bajillion boxes of toothpaste. Mm-hmm. I could have sworn that I bought one of those last time I was at Sam's, and I know we haven't used that much toothpaste since the last time I bought that, but... I guess it's not there.
Sure, it's not around here. Did you check underneath all the sinks?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess
let's not bother them about that. What else? What else we got to talk about?
Why you keep looking over here? I didn't write anything down. I told you.
A lot of times that's a list sitting right there.
Well, yeah, but it's like not today because I've been working on my book and shit like that. Oh, I put up the Witching Hour today is actually both my stories. Usually I do like kind of classic stories, or every now and then I do ones from Reddit or whatever, but. Today we were doing zombies, so I said, well, hey, I have a couple of zombie stories, and I already had them recorded, so I'll just, like, throw them on there, and hopefully people will like them. Yeah. You know, they're from two of my different books. Also, I was writing about a case today. I'm, like, working on a case right now, like, for my Faceless Villain 4 book. Listen to this weird shit. This is another one where there was a woman. This was in fucking Buttfuck, Minnesota. That's not what the name of the town is, but it's, like, less than 1,000 people, so it's, like, a tiny, tiny town. This happened in February. It was minus 19 degrees, and that's Fahrenheit for all of you Europeans. So it's fucking cold. This poor woman was working at a liquor store by herself. She closed up the store and disappeared. And then they found her body 6 weeks later, like off this really remote road. And the creepy thing, I'm like on Reddit, like on the unsolved murders thing. And some people that actually live in this town or live close to that town, they're like, you know what's scary about this is that whoever killed her had to have been from here. Because one, nobody drives through this fucking town at night because it's out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. They're like, where that road is where they dumped her body, it's like nobody knows about that road except people that live around here. So they're like, the creepy thing is that everybody knows everybody in this town because it's only like 900 something people. He's like, so... We try not to talk about the murder too much because we don't know if we're talking to the person that did it.
Right.
Because they still haven't caught
them.
Happened in 2001 and they still haven't caught the person that did it.
He's there.
And why the fuck would somebody go out when it's minus 19? Because these people that are like, that live there are like, you know, the thing about it, like living up here and living, you know, it doesn't usually get that cold, but that night in particular, it was that cold and it was like really windy and shit too.
Yeah.
They're like, why would anybody go out on purpose on that? Because...
To commit a crime.
Well, yeah, but they said it must have been, you know, that's another thing that it must have been somebody that worked on. I mean, somebody must have really, really wanted to commit a crime. I don't know if they wanted to kill her specifically or if they just wanted to kill somebody.
Somebody with military and law enforcement background.
Some people have speculated that it was a cop.
And the reason I'm saying this is because in the military, you learn the best time for any kind of attack.
Is during the shittiest weather.
Shitty weather.
Because no one's around. And that's what happened at this night. No one was around.
Not only that, but limited the ability to respond.
Yeah.
If there's a bunch of snow, that's the best time because the cops, you know, the use of the roads gets fucked up. And you don't do it from a car. You do it on foot. You know, or something that can move through the snow. It's tactics. You have to use the right tactics. But whoever it was, he knew her.
I kind of suspect as much, too, because all the people that were commenting that lived around there, they were like, this liquor store that she worked at was pretty much that and, like, the American Legion Hall and, like, one other bar. That was all that was open at this time of night.
American Legion Bar.
At 10 p.m. Yeah.
It's a veteran from there.
It might be, but they said in the 40-mile radius, there was only, like, a couple and, like, maybe a gas station or two. That's all that was open. Yeah. It's, like, everything else, when it's that cold, closes at 7 p.m.
Somebody saw her, he used a ruse to get her into his car, and then he did it.
Because they found, like, the front door of the liquor store, because she was closing it up. Like I said, the front door of the liquor store was locked. The back door was unlocked, and her coat and purse were still in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So she must have either just popped out to like warm her car up because she was closing the store, or she popped out to take out the garbage or something like that, and somebody like fucking snatched her.
It was someone who knew her.
It had to be. Yeah. I mean, why the fuck would some random motherfucker just be wandering through this?
Oh, random dude wouldn't have known she was even there.
Exactly. Like, and they wouldn't have known. And like I said, everybody that investigated this said that that road, they're like, that no locals, like, locals know about that, but nobody else would. It's like really hard to get onto. It's like a back road. So, so I was writing about that today. So that was like pretty fucking creepy. So if any of y'all are from Minnesota and want to weigh in on that. It's near Brainerd, I think. I can't remember the name of the town. Is it Pine River, maybe? Something like that. But it's like a really, really small town. So that's what I've been working on this morning. What have you been doing this morning?
Watching China. Yeah. You guys need to keep an eye on China. It's not, you know, China and the United States are in a war posture. You know, I don't think it's going to end up being a shooting war, but I think it's going to end up being a cold war. And the other day, I think I forgot what his title was. He was, I think it was like secretary or something or other. He was talking to China and gave an address to the Chinese in Chinese. And it had to do with the history of China. And when you're giving somebody a history lesson in their own language, that's not a good sign. But you can go on the White House website and go look at that message that they sent China. And it's eerie. Basically, it says, you know, well, it says a lot of things. Kind of what the intent was is that China is not China. Real China is Taiwan and Hong Kong. That's fucking basically what the intent of the message was. And when you say shit like that to the Chinese, to the CCP, that's fighting words. Because of mismanagement of the West and China got fucked over, during the fucking meeting, during a bunch of treaties and stuff, China ended up splitting into a bunch of different factions, and one of them was Taiwan. And basically what the speech said, and China hates Taiwan. It's on the island of Formosa. Basically what the intent of the speech was is that China's true government is Taiwan. All right? And you don't say that to the CCP. They hate them.
Yeah.
All right. That's fighting words. But it was polite. It wasn't really to the Chinese government. It was to the Chinese civilians. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a Cold War, kind of like between the Soviet Union and the United States. That's probably what will happen.
You kids remember that.
Yeah. You guys don't know anything about it, but, you know, I was there for that.
Well, I'm sure. Well, a lot of the people that watch us are a little older.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Y'all remember that shit. You had to, like, hide under your desks and shit like that in school.
Yeah.
In case you got blowed up. Or the fucking day we all came back to school after that fucking, what was that nuclear holocaust TV movie? The Day After.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody came to school the next day, and that's all they were talking about. We're gonna get nuked!
Yeah.
We were, like, freaking out about it back then. Never happened that happily.
But it's a very powerful message on YouTube. It's on the White House. They put it up yesterday. And I've just been thinking about it. And you can see it. It's funny to see a white guy speak Chinese fluently. Remember that? I was mentioning it to you yesterday.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Chinese person talking. You know, you look at this white guy. It's like, wow.
Well, but, it's a language like any other language.
And, yeah, I know, but it's just weird. Learn it. It's very rare you see a white guy fucking speaking it. Blew my mind. And it's subtitled, so you can understand what he's saying. And, you know, you make of it what you will. But I'm sure the Chinese were not happy with that, or the CCP wasn't happy. I think maybe some of the Chinese people were happy with it. We'll see.
Well, as with everything, we'll just see how things play out, because there's nothing my eyes can do about it, that's for sure.
All right, let's call it, shut it down.
You want to shut it down? Yeah, you don't want to say anything about Pookie or anything like that?
No, I don't talk about, I've already talked about Pookie. Pookie fucked me up this morning.
She tore the fucking room up, I think.
She just fucking...
Get up, daddy!
Yeah, just wake up. She hates it when I'm asleep.
Well, we went to bed kind of early last night, so from her perspective, she's probably like, God damn it. You guys have been
sleeping forever.
You guys have been sleeping for days and weeks and years.
Yeah.
Please get up and play with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably
how she attacks the shades. Bam, bam, really bam, loud. Hits the window. Pow, 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 pow. And they're like, what's up? And then she runs. And then she comes back to do it again. Pow, 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 pow. Makes a fucking shit ton of noise.
I said, get up.
Yeah, yeah. Shades right near my head.
Yeah.
It's fucking funny.
She's hilarious.
She's like, it's like living with a little monkey.
Yeah.
It's not like a, she's not like a cat. She's like a monkey.
She is like a tiny monkey. Or like a human child that doesn't talk.
Kind of, yeah.
And that's very, very, very small.
Yeah. Very, and very spoiled.
She is spoiled. Very, very spoiled. But, you know, it's like, what are you going to do? She's a sweet kitty. Yeah. I mean, she's a brat sometimes, but we love her. She's adorable, even though she's always getting in trouble. All right. So we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day.